always really enjoyed being around people and working with people.
Where would we be without our volunteers?
There's such power in any individual giving of their time in service to others.
Do you know someone who's an unsung hero? Then you need to nominate them today for the ABC Radio Spirit of Volunteering Award. It's all part of the WA Volunteer of the Year Awards. To nominate and for details, visit your ABC Radio website. Nominate them today.
Yes, nominations are open for the Spirit of Volunteering Award, so do nominate a volunteer or two in your community. I'm going to introduce you to a new podcast, which is really putting the spirit of volunteering up in lights. It was a project from Bushfire Volunteers Group, and through a podcast, they're telling the stories of the so-called unpaid professionals. That is the title of the podcast, shining a light on our many bushfire volunteers. Now, the ABC, we are celebrating the spirit of volunteering this month, and we're asking for you to nominate volunteers going above and beyond in regional WA as part of the WA Volunteer of the Year Awards. Of course, recently bushfires have been at the forefront of our minds with the fires in Wooraloo as well as Yelling Up area over the last week. Bushfire volunteers give their time and energy, keeping communities safe. And the Volunteer Bushfire Association of WA is celebrating their stories in a podcast. It's titled The Unpaid Professionals. Now, the host of the podcast is Sinead Burke, and she's with us now. Sinead, hello to you.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, thank you very much. Now, why did you decide to build this podcast, The Unpaid Professionals? What was the catalyst here?
So it's basically to just share the stories and spread awareness of the work that volunteers do and, you know, get their stories out there.
Okay, let's play a little grab from the podcast. This is Fred Talbot. You spoke with a couple from Rowlands Olive Hill Volunteer Bushfire Brigade in the Shire of Harvey recently. Here's Fred Talbot talking about what was used to put the fires out before the first fire truck was bought for their brigade.
Firefighting, going back a long way, was mainly knapsacks. Everybody had a heap of knapsacks and farmers all got together. And Peter's Creamers, who was very active, would bring out a big truck full of cream cans full of water, and you just worked hard putting fires out. But it was a whole lot different to what it is today. When you've got a bad fire, quite often you look at the whole situation. When I learnt from my father and other farmers, we looked at the fire and work out what best to do it. Quite often the farmers call, we're going to use it, not put it out. Because we're all clearing country. And
that's Fred Talbot. What sort of era is Fred talking about there, Sinead?
I'm pretty sure it's the 60s. That's when he started.
Okay. So how many volunteers put their hand up to say, yep, I'll share my story as part of this Unpaid Professionals podcast?
Oh, you couldn't count them at the moment. It keeps going on and on. And I think every time I interview one more person, five more jump up and they're like, yep, we'll do it too.
And what other stories have you been told?
Oh, there's so many. So Fred and Judy, they were quite interesting because that was a couple, so it was just showing two different perspectives from the same time. There's one, Mick Papalia. He was the Chief Bushfire Control Officer in the Shire of Harvey at the time. We've got a few stories from Yolo, what it's like to be a female as well. There's lots that we've told and there's lots that are coming.
And from your interviews and recording these stories, is there a common thread here about why people are drawn to be a bushfire volunteer?
It's community. That's the thing. It's about local people just wanting to help out their local community and their local area.
And where do you best find the podcast? Is it available right now?
Yeah, so we've got it's listed on Anchor and our website, but probably it really depends what you listen to podcasts on. It should be anywhere and everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, okay. So just put in your search engine, The Unpaid Professionals Podcast, and follow your nose.
Yeah.
And do you add stories as we go, or is it a finished product?
It's still going. So at the moment, we're releasing it fortnightly on Wednesdays. The next one is due next Wednesday morning. But it is in the development stages, and we're just trying to kind of get it off the ground at the moment.
Okay, and if people are tuning in and want to share their story, you're looking for more?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the best way of getting in touch?
So probably media, so MEDIA at bushfire.org.au. That's our best email address. Otherwise, there's an Instagram page. It's super small, but for the people a bit more social media savvy, just like send us a private message and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Good on you, Sinead. All the best with the project.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sinead Burke, she's with the WA Bushfire Volunteers Association and host of the podcast, The Unpaid Professionals.